Yishalmi Masech HaShviyas, Daf Aleph, beginning of the Masechta, Mosh B'Zokha B'Hashem, to finish the Masechta in good health, and there should be Shalom in Eretz Yisrael and in Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah begins talking not so much about the mitzvah of Shviyas, the responsibility of Shviyas, that you can't work the field in the seventh year, but rather the halakas of what you can't do in the end of the sixth year in preparation for Shviyas. Mishnah starts off later in the next parable, we're going to talk about Shviyas itself, but right now we're talking about what you're not allowed to do before Shviyas, in the end of the sixth year. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says like follows, until when is a person allowed to plow in a field of trees? On Erev Shavuos, which means in the sixth year, the year before Shviyas, in the sixth year. Which means, again, the concern is, are you plowing? You're not allowed to do anything to prepare for the field for the seventh year, for Shviyas. Not only can't you work the field in the seventh year, you can't do anything in the sixth year for the benefit of the field in the seventh year. So here, when you're plowing, are you plowing for the benefit of the trees that are there now, to give them more moisture, to give them more they should be able to grow better fruit in the sixth year, or you're doing it for the next year? So it depends what we're talking about. Here we're talking about the Mishnah verse. Mishnah is about a stay Elon, where there's fruit growing on the trees, and when you plow and you're moving the soil around, so then it's good for the trees itself. The fruit got more moisture, more be able to get more from the ground, and therefore the Mishnah is going to discuss of where. How far you have, how long you have to be able to work to plow the field of trees. But a grain field, a regular sadatua, we'll discuss that in the next parak. There, the halakas are different. Clearly, there's nothing you can do for the field now. You're going to plow in the sixth year to benefit the grain that's there now, because the grain is already harvested. So that's clearly for the next year. So we'll see when we have the cutoff date here as well. So here we have a machlokes and a Mishnah. Beishamai says, Kozmach Yafalapri, there's no set amount of time. As long as it's good for the fruit that are growing now in the field, then the halacha is that you're able to go ahead and plow the field because you benefited from now. Even though it's also going to be benefited from the next year, from Shemitah year, but it's not why you're doing it to benefit the fruit of this year. Once the season ends, the summer season comes and it's hot, then the halacha would be plowing the field clearly has no benefit to the stay of Elon, only for the ground the year later, and that would be clearly why it'd be usher, because that would be for the seventh year. Beis Hillel says, Ad Hatzeres, you can plow until the Yom Tov of Shavuos. After that is the cutoff date, and you can't plow anymore, because that would be considered for the next year. What's interesting is that the Marafulda explains what's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So he's really be'etzem, there's not so much of a machlokes. Because the Beis Shammai, Marafulda says, as long as it's good for the fruit, Beis Shammai says, as long as it's good for the fruit, you can do it in the sixth year. But Ad Hatzeres, Yofel Pri, Sulo, Beis Hillel is saying that until Shavuos, it's still good for the fruit of that year. After that, it's not going to be good. Then it looks like you're plowing later. It's not for the fruit that are growing in the sixth year. It's clearly for the Masakin, the character of fixing the ground for next year. And that'll be considered Aser. So the Sadeh Lavan and other types of fields you have until Pesach. You don't have till Atzeres. You don't have till Shavuos. Because the fruit are not benefiting. Here the fruit are benefiting it. But after that, you don't have anything. So Lamaisa, at the end of the Gemara, it comes out that we have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but we're going to see from the Mishnah, really, it's not that much of a difference. Beis Shammai's man, Beis Shammai sort of gives an arbitrary thing whenever it's good for the fruit. Beis Hillel is saying it's a rule, a general rule, that every year is the same, that you have until Shavuos. And the question is this considered a makule Beis Shammai being makel and Beis Hillel being makme? Why is it included in the Rashi? Lo ask in the case of the Mishnah, the list of all the other cases where Beis Shammai listed the Mishnayas, where we say listing the makule Beis Shammai and Chumre Beis Hillel. Usually the other way around, Beis Hillel is makmer. Beis Hillel is makel and Beis Shammai is makmer. There are six cases where it's the other way around. So why is this would be included? See if Stephen Mepharshim to speak about this. And the Gemara talks about this in Bavli. So that's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Kroivim de Be'elul Yoseilu. And the words of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Be'etzem are Kroivim, are close together. And really, there's not much of a difference. The Mishnah says, the Zman that Beis Shammai says, That's good for the fruit. It's really around that time. It's pretty much a time of Shavuos. Again, Beis Hillel gives a fixed date, and Bishami gives an arbitrary date. But the idea is the same. They usually have until Shavuos to be able to do so. Why is the Mishnah discussing Beis Shammai? Because Be'atzem, we have a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Since it's pretty much the same as Man, so the Mishnah is incorporating also Mishnah Beis Shammai is pretty much the same thing as Beis Hillel, and telling you that. That's what the Mishnah is bringing down. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says Halach, even though we don't pass like Beis Shammai, and but it ends off in that surah. Now the question is interesting: is that the when we talk about the Mishnah is talking about plowing, but the we have other issues, we have other types of malachas that besides plowing. We're not referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says Emosai Chershin. What about the other malachos that are allowed? The other malachos are allowed, we'll see in the Gemara, until 30 days before the end of the sixth year. That would be before the end of the sixth year, beginning of the seventh year. Everything else would be considered also. But plowing is a different aspect to it because it prepares the field and it can't do any. After the Atzeres, it will badai not help the field, cover the field. The fruit in the field would only be preparing for next year. That's why it's us. Okay, so the Mishnah makes a kasha. I mean, what's the basis? Where do we get this thing that you can't even? We understand Shvius, but where do we see the halacha is that the you can't the halacha would be where you can't even do be erev Shvius in the sixth year? Where's the makor for that? Says the pasuk of Daniel Dalz Melodav Yomai Shvi Tishbos Uksiv, and it's written someplace else. Becheresh Bekutzit Tishbos, from the plowing and the harvesting, you should rest. Ma'an on Kaiman Inyan Shabbos Bereish. It's just like it's halacha by Shabbos. It refers to the Shabbos of creation, the Shabbos itself, Shabbos Bereishis. But it says you should work and you should stop. So we already said work sasser. So what is the chiddush of telling you Shabbos, you have to stop? Inyan Shabbos Hashanim. Elamai is referring to the Shabbos of the 7 years, 7 years, the Shvius years. Torah already said 6 years you work your field and the seventh field yet said you have to rest. So it's the same halakha. So what is the Torah telling you? Torah already told you can't do anything on this year's Shvius. So what is the chiddush of the pasuk to tell you into something extra? The legabe iser malacha, the legabe iser Shabbos, Shabbos Hashanim, you have to let it rest on Shvius. But Lamaisa already said clearly sheshestim tizra, and 6 years you work the field. It's referring to Shabbos, not the Shabbos of the years. Telling you the first Easter of the two parts of the year, that it's Usher from Pesach Shavuos before Shvius, it would be considered Usher, the different type of things we Usher. So we have two Zmanim, Shnei Prakim, as the Mosin explained, two different parts, times of the year. Depends what we're talking about. We're talking about a Sadeb Elon and our Mishnah, which is Yav and Tolatzeres, or Sadeh, other types of sadas that the love one, which you only have until Pesach. So the Mishnah is telling you the extra kiddush of the pasuk that even on Erev Shvius you have to stop for that period amount of time, that it should not be considered ben sadeh ilon ben sadeh. That's the kiddush of what the Torah is telling you. Well, that's the kiddush of the Torah is emphasizing the idea of Shvius, that to tell you even before Shvius the luck would be that you have to be, because that's the pashas of the pasuk. The pasuk can't be coming to just tell you Shvius itself, because it already told us that when it says Shei Shadim Tizmar Kamecha. So it must be for that extra part that you have to wait, that you have to go even in the sixth year, that a person would have to be able to separate this type of work. Elam Kedem Shabbos Bereishis. It tells you that look of these things are considered us. The plowing is considered us, sir, for these. These things. It mentions also sorry, reaping and plowing, both referring to the year before Shvius, that would be considered Aser, because it's if you're preparing for Shvius, there's no benefit to this year, and therefore it would be considered Aser. This is the Lashon of Rashi Misalu, Tos Shvius, and Rabbanan, Tikkun Lashon Shnei, Rabbanan Aser, today have two different Zmanim, so it's a din, and not the Raisa Dikadin, but it's a Rabbanan Dikadin, to tell you that that you have to wait, that you can't do anything before. Even for Shvius, it's considered Aser if it has any benefit to the field that you can do for next, even though it's not Shemitah yet. Zok to Gemilah Braisa. Chazak Aser, but Tishbos, Shtei Tishbos, but Chavar Tzikitzu Aser. It means when you go ahead, do not plow when the reaping is Aser. Hazel, when is the reaping Aser? Techo Jolio Shvius, not Gemilah Shvius. This means that you're plowing before Shvius, which goes into Shvius. So you're benefiting Shvius. That's the Kiddush of the Pasik. That you don't have to work on Shvius itself is Pashut. But the chiddush is that you can't even do work in advance of shvius. That to go help the field of shvius, that you can't do it. Excuse me, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu also is that Kadosh Shavuos about Yotzei Mezuzah Shavuos. The same thing the other way around. What's the Kadosh? What's the Torah telling the other side? Kadosh Kadosh Shavuos. When is the plow? Is the reaping with the plowing is also? When is that considered Matzis Shavuos? Where again you left until if you have to leave it until after Shavuos. So therefore you can't do anything on the seventh year, even though it's going to benefit only for the eighth year. That you can't do. You have to wait until after the end of Shemitah year before you work in the field, even for things that are only going to benefit after Shvias, and you're not benefiting this year of Shvias at all, it's still, halakha would be considered Aser. Still considered Aser. And the same thing, Matzah Shvias, says the Rav Fulda. Batsim, you should be able to go ahead and do plow during Shvias because of the you're really doing it for next year, not for this year. It's after Shvias. The answer is still you can't do it because it's an Isra Shvias and you can't be plowing your field even if you're doing it for next year. That's what I'm telling you. But both halachas are applying to both before and after. So the Gemara says, "Im kelam anem akol shanah rosh hashanah." Fake the Gemara, you tell me you can't plow before Shvias. So why do we say the Mishnah you can't plow until Rosh Hashanah, till the first, till Rosh Hashanah? You're allowed to go ahead. And if the halacha is that we knew you're allowed to plow, then the question is, so why does it say that you're allowed to plow for Rosh Hashanah? If we just before the first day of Shvias, you can't. You do until then. We just said you have to start earlier. So then how could it be that you could start, we could say you could go until Rosh Hashanah when you have to start early to make sure you're not plowing for Shvias? So Gemara said, because Pesirim Yochan and answers, Rabbi Gamliel based in Oatir, is Shnei Prakam, and Rishainim. Gamliel and his based in Pa permitted, but Matir, the Isser of the original idea of Pesach Shavuos that became of Shavuos, they asked it. They said, oh, you can't plow in that particular time. Until Rosh Hashanah, you could plow. You don't have to worry about Pesach. You don't have to worry about Shavuos. So you see that he was Matir until this point. You can go even until that point. So that's where you have to go ahead. That's where the extra thing comes from. Really bad sim, it should be considered Rabbanon until Pesach, until Shavuos. But we have this extra amount of time because we matir, the Yisur, Shnei Prakim, Rishon, and Gamliel says we're matir. Says the Gemara, I remember I can kind of give how could it possible to do that? Then we already learned the Mishnah Masechus Eidos Amen Yochlevat the Kavbeis and Kavero Galumena Kalkum and Minyan. You can't be Matir live Rebbeis and Kavero. So Meila, unless you have a greater Kalkum and Minyan. So how could you go Eric Gamliel Kavbeis and Gamliel was not greater than the court that said these halakha? How could you go Eric Gamliel go and abolish what was said before? The halakha is before that you go what was said by Beis Shammai Silo. Do you have that period of time? So how can you go ahead and do away with what Beis Silo said? I had to go ahead and do it with that with the way explanation of Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, of course, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shem Kikshu Lakos Yakloshu." The Chachamim wanted to go ahead and put in this gzeira, but going the sixth year, they made it tonight. That if the Chachamim of a later generation want to let the people plow, they allowed to go ahead and do that. Be mulatul and let them plow. So they came up with Dafka. If the Beis then later in the next generation decides that there should be a different formula of how we do things, should be different, so we should invalidate that. So that's how we follow. So therefore, the Mosheh, you go ahead and may answer it. You be lachos yakros, you be able to go ahead and do the play, and there should be mutter. Then we have to go to another mishnah. So if that's the halacha is, you could be oikir it. That if what we're saying is the Isser of Pishvus, Isser of Gamliel was usher, we could be out, be uprooted. Big shalach. If you want to go unrooted, uprooted, you can uproot it. Faith to Gemara. If so, then why is the Mishnah even tell Yaakov and the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah even tell you the halachas of Erev Shvias, halacha of the sixth year? If we say we have a right to uproot it, so we uproot it. So why would we even the Mishnah even bother telling you the halacha? Why even bother telling you the halacha if it could be if the halachas itself could be uprooted? It should have been removed from the Mishnah. So therefore, why is it kept in the Mishnah? Yaakov and the Mishnah says the Mafulda. Let me learn the Tony Rabbi. What do you have to learn in the Mishnah? Stay Prokham, call Yaakov or some of the Mishnah. Take it out of the commission completely. It's no longer Sarah Gamliel. You called him Rabbi Ativatira. But Rabbi, you wrote the Mishnah, wrote this in as a halacha that we have to be very careful this sixth year before Shvias. Breaking Ma, but Gamliel already was bad, his best name was already accurate, and who lived the generation before Rabbi, and they want to be accurate. They were accurate. They were accurate. Then why should it be mentioned? Why is it even mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, how is it possible? So the Gemara says, it should have been included. If that's the halacha, it should be Yochib in the Mishnah. They should have removed it to begin with. So the Gemara says, these are halachas that we said, if you want to go ahead and knock them out, they can go ahead, if the Chachamim want to go ahead and reverse themselves and then put it back, they can do so. So therefore, even though in a Chanami they were matter it, but the Rabbanan, it was not arbitrary. The Rabbanan felt at that time there was no need for it. But they can come back later and reinstitute it. So therefore, they kept in the Mishnah as a reinstituted Gezerah of the Chachamim before that. And therefore, they were able to go ahead and to... And that's why we kept it in the Mishnah, because they want to, they could go ahead and put the Yisur back. That's what its thing was in Ochr. So like the Gemara, if so, I see a Kasha, raise of Yoyim, he has Yoyim as a Kasha, he pushes Meluim, he's a Locha of precious Meluim, he's a Locha in the base of Mikdash. He had the Meluim that 8 days with the Mishkan was Mukdash, and you brought him many Kabanos in those days. Dafka halakas that special components are born dafka for the pashas miluah. Harei pashas dar ma'abo, but it's a pashas dar ma'abo, and it's in laksa, which are not going to come back. So you have to discuss in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses in two different places. In miluah is discussed in Menachos. The Mishnah Sanhedrin in the end discusses the dar midbar, that they're not, they lost their chelik and olam haba. So the question is, what are you bring that for? Because Lamaisa, both of these things, Enos and Lachs, they're not going to come back. So we have to Yochanan Mishnah. So why is the Mishnah telling you? Should we remove them? Take them out of the Mishnah. It's not relevant anymore. You want to say over here it's not relevant because we all become the Yochanan Mishnah that we don't have to answer it before. We can wait till the end of the sixth year. Then why'd Rebbe do it? It should be accurate. So Elamai, you're telling me that what? That there's other brushes, but Garrett, you have other Meluim, the parasha of the Ramabil, which Enos and Lasso is never going to come back, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. Amela, Yaakov and Asim Mishnah, it should be Yaakov in the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah telling you the halacha? Ella, Kedeloicha, could only tell you, go ahead and tell you what the halacha was, that there was such an event that these things took place. You could see how Akash Baruch Hu runs the world, and Akash Baruch Hu is done on every chut for chut. That's why it's important the Mishnah to mention it. So over here also, the issue of Shmias that was done in the sixth year, even though not la halacha, because it didn't fit into the halacha, but the same thing would apply, that you could take the, that you could go ahead and take over there and see what you can accomplish regarding whether it's considered, but if someone want to take it out, whether it should be mentioned in the Mishnah, whether it should be considered part of the halakha of the Mishnah, even though Rav Gamliel disagrees, it should be instituted in the Mishnah. So the Torah telling you that, therefore, it has some different levels, some level of requirement. As the Mashmi Saluah says, that the reason why it was mentioned, Hodiyaka, to tell you this halakha, that what? The Masiyog, Masim Rishonim, Masiyog Tikno Rishonim, Altosvas Daraisa. If I look at you, you don't know the answer, because the Rabbanan, they had a reason, Chum had a reason to do it originally to add on to the Daraisa. Just like you had a reason to add on to the Daraisa, you don't go change it later. You don't go and change the, and take it out. So therefore, you have to assume that it stayed in, that you have, that the Fulda explains that the Gamliel was did away with the Shemitah, the observance of Shemitah, then that halacha is meftuik in the Mishnah. It's meftuik and kept in the Mishnah because that has to be preserved. Again, over the other Mishnah also tell the halacha as well that they should stay where they are, that it's a, because the Mishnah is going to tell you that this is what the halacha would be, and this you benefited from this halacha, this is how you should be knowing. So the Gemara says, so therefore we see, at the court of the Svara, why the Mishnah was mentioned, why the Gemara's kasha was, it should be taken out the whole Mishnah of the, this whole Mishnah of the sixth year, which we don't paskin like, and therefore, why is it even mentioned? So Mar says mentioned because that was the result. Even though that Mar says that we don't paskin that way, but it was part of the Mukablani, it was part of the Kabbalah of what he had learned, and therefore he wanted to include it. So the Mishnah continues. Mishnah said that an individual that argues with a rabbim, so Mar says only when is it a rabbim? It's only Adam Kakman in the Kubal. The person says, I am a Kabbal from this one, the person's majority. Halakha is, you can't say that. You can't say it's majority. You have to say it's Asher. So Elam, I want. I can't, you can still answer. You can do very Asher. I want to pass like that person. That emissary is from there. If it comes from him, therefore, you would have no problem. Because you don't have to lie. You don't have to say anything different. You say it came from that person, and therefore the Kacham disagree with him. But at least you explain what your shita was. I can't remember my mother. So maybe a person says, Adam Shmata Josh Lakash Abashana. Heard that you can't be plowed until Rosh Hashanah. Yomalo, tell him, Yisr Shnei Prakim Rishonah. Tell him you heard that the Yisr of the two early Prakim, that it's fine. The Prakim Rishonah won't have that. If it comes out, that it's going to be on Shavuos, the halakha is, Hakama Masakin, and you go in, you can go do what you have to do before Shavuos, and be Masakin at the end, and be Kabbalah at the time. That would be the same halacha. So you see that both of them applied, halacha of Kiddushes, that applies even now, even after it was picked up. Says the Gemara, we wanted to say halacha v'yikshem yokonam shasha asul mikkei samkul. Now, Hakama wanted to go and rely on someone, wanted to ask that they sort of plan by Shavuos, mikkei samkul. They relied on the pasuk. But just doing their moderate, they also some kind of posse. They wouldn't make themselves that they want to make themselves into that they vadai responsible, and also that they knew exactly what the issur is per se the issur before, and if they knew what it doesn't come out straight, and if it's a complete misunderstanding of what the Gemara is telling you. So how do we basically according to the Gemara is telling you now? Okay, has a different explanation. So how do you explain this? When they asked it, the mikvah samkul, they asked it based upon psukim. Bechorish because of Shabbos. This at the beginning, the plowing and the reaping should come for you, Shabbos. Bechorish exerit zer also. Bechorish al erev shviyos and nikkos shviyos. This is the issur of plowing and field and erev shviyos for shviyos. It benefits the field directly. Bechorish exerit zer also, or a place where it's cut, where it's harvested, where chorish also, it becomes also to do so that it can't do the carbon pesach. Bemani ani. And if the Gemara says, if that's what you're telling me, that the halakha applies the same, is that? And what is it? What are we telling us that we say that a person is benefiting from plowing this field? This person is going out of his way to noise. They should be considered enough to be considered quiet, that they should be able to go ahead and do so even under Malkam Shvius, even under Bimatrit, even on that point. That would be the Kiddush of Rav Shimon at this point. Take it from here.